Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci. I'm on the grid and I'm also on the clock. The Elite Eight is set and we're breaking it down. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart's ready to do this thing. Big man on campus is going to step up and break down the games with us. Dave Sharapan throws it down in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We've got NHL hockey. We've got NBA basketball. The Buffalo Sabres trying to end their 17 game slide last week on this program. We circled this game as the night that it comes to an end, and we'll find out if the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's lacing up the skates and hitting the ice tonight in Buffalo. We know he's hitting the ice, but I don't know if he's going to hit the ice in Buffalo. I say that he will. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, I'm not a really hard guy to find. That's why I never thought about being a criminal. You know where I'm going to be at the local restaurant. You'll find me. You'll find me at the local casino sports bar. I got nowhere to go. I'll be the first guy. If I commit a crime, I'm caught. You know I'm betting on the Buffalo Sabres tonight. It's pretty simple. I see Johnny Roast Beef. Plug your nose and take the Flyers. No. Plug your nose and take the Sabres. That's what we're going to do tonight. The Flyers are a big favorite in this game. Allmark almost got it done against Darth Vader on the weekend. One goal, heartbreaking loss. We come to the Sabres. Brian Elliott gets the start for Philadelphia, but who cares? We got bigger fish to fry with basketball. But yes, I will be betting on the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, we do have the Elite Eight set, but when you got a team that's on a 17-game losing streak and we're all ready to step up and pull the trigger on them, then I figured I figured we'd set the stage here. They're plus 176 tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. Updated numbers as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. I'm a little bit surprised because I was on last night in the late night hours and the Beavers started to move. It came down to 7.5, and I thought it was going to go all the way to 7, actually, but it's popped back up to 8. Total hit 129.5, and it came back down to 129. Right now. And in fact, 8 is also the number. It was 7.5. Now Baylor lay 8 points to Arkansas. Their total is a lot higher at 147.5. And Cam, I pulled the trigger last night because I thought the number was going to move. So I did get the Beavers plus 8. And at the time, Arkansas and Baylor, the first half under was 70, but I missed out on it. And I got 69. And that spread is currently 68.5. And I got to tell you, buddy, especially first half bets, points are at a premium. So you can't buy points back. Like, it's a massive deal between 70 and 68.5 for the first half. But 8 is the number tonight for both games, Ken.
Yeah, it's tough. And the thing is, I really love Oregon State. We're all on them together and a little bit of the money line. But this is a case, and we'll get Big Man's opinion of, I think Houston's a much better team than Oregon State. And the way they play, their style could catch up with the Beavers. They've been on a heater, but I'm telling you, Gabe, I worry about this. I want to take the points with Oregon State. I think both favorites might win, but I'm not sure if they're both going to cover. I'm really, really worried that Houston might win this game by 12 to 14 with their team speed, and finally Oregon State gets knocked out of the tournament. I don't want to get in front of these guys, though. It's a very difficult game for me to pick.
Cam, I'm worried about the pandemic. I'm worried about world peace. I am not worried about this basketball game. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. The countdown to tip-off is on right now. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart is a little bit concerned that the Oregon State Beavers run comes to an end tonight. And listen, Houston looked spectacular on Saturday against Syracuse, but Syracuse are kind of a one-man operation and not a great basketball team. They're good, but they're not great. The Oregon State Beavers are 13-1 right now, guys. 13-1 against the spread in the last 14 games. 22-9 with a push against the spread on the season. It's been an incredible run for these guys, and not just in the NCAA tournament. As I stated, you don't go 13-1. Like, they didn't play 14 games in the NCAA tournament. Think about that, guys. The last 14 games that Oregon State have taken the floor, they've covered in 13 of them, and we're getting this big number tonight. You know, we'll see what Big Man on Campus thinks about this basketball game. First half unders have been killing it all tournament. And I think, you know, this is a theme that's going to continue this evening. We've seen Beaver games sort of start off slow. And then we saw in the second half against Loyola Chicago, it really opened up and nearly went over the number. But I already bet the first half under of the Baylor Arkansas game tonight. I got 69 and 68.5 now, but I'm this close. Even though it's a low number, but I think I'm going to pull the trigger, Cam. Under 59.5 in the first half of the Beavers and Cougars.
I really like where you're going with that other total that you talked to me about. You don't, people are just going to think Arkansas is going to play a run and gun fun style against Baylor, but you saw what Baylor did at the end of that game. They clamped down. When things got real, they took over that game, and their defense is absolutely, it's, I've seen nothing like it in a college game. It's suffocating. What they did at the end of that ball game was special, and they have the great athletes. They got leapers. This is the thing. Baylor's one of those teams, Gabe, that's, I like the defense, and I do agree with you. I think the under Arkansas-Baylor, people think just because of the offenses can score, it's going to fly over. I agree with you. I think that one goes over. This game, it's a low total for a reason, but I do lean under as well. The Beavers want to slow it down with Houston, and Houston, by some stretch, these guys can score. But you saw what Oregon State can do too, man. They play a suffocating, suffocating D. Lots of games tonight, we'll see big-time defense.
The Beavers have better athletes, as the people realize. They've got big dudes, right? So, you know, they've got big dudes in the paint. They've got the third leading scorer in California high school history. Yeah, there's been some pretty good high school players in that state over the years. If you score the third most.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Points, you're a score.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Dave Morenzi. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Dave Sharapan will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll break it down. We got a bunch of hockey, NBA basketball, but of course, the Elite Eight begins this evening. So we've got basketball on Monday and Tuesday. Then they resume normalcy with the Final Four on Saturday, championship game on Monday. If you're just joining us right now, both basketball games tonight have the same point spread. 8 points. Houston Cougars lay 8 points to the Oregon State Beavers, and the Baylor Bears lay 8 points to the Arkansas Razorbacks. Let's bring in Big Man on Campus right now to break it all down, and we'll take a look at tomorrow's games as well. Always a pleasure, Big Man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, guys. Good to talk to you as always. Thanks for having me.
So let's get down to business, Big Man. We've got the Beavers and the Cougars this evening. Very impressive performance by Houston against Syracuse. They figured out the zone. They crashed the glass. They suffocated Syracuse. But this Beaver team, bro, has been on quite a run right now. And they've got athletes. They've got big bodies. They can hit the three. They play good defense. The Beavers can play any style, too. We saw they won a higher-scoring game against Oklahoma State by double digits. Loyola Chicago were the ones that had a hard time scoring on them. not the other way around. We saw over the weekend, this isn't like a fluke. It's not a flash in the pan. They're 13-1 against the spread in their last 14 games. I know the Cougars are a damn good team. And listen, I said the Cougars are going to go to the Final Four, guys, but I've got to take the points, and I have already done it. So whether you guys tell me you like it or not, it's too late. My bet's already in. Who do you like, big man?
I like Houston. I think they take care of business here, and I'm going to tell you why. There's a couple things that worry me. I mean, at what point is Lightning not going to strike for Oregon State from the three-point line defensively? They have gotten tremendous luck that teams just haven't made shots. You can watch Loyola all you want. The truth of the matter was they got a lot of open shots, guys, and they just didn't make them. I think ultimately against Houston, that kind of plays right into their hands. That's kind of what they want to do. And I really continue to worry about teams on the offensive glass or on the defensive glass against Houston. Houston is a maniacal team around the rim. They continue to just snatch 5 to 10 possessions a game and sometimes more. They turn into easy buckets because teams cannot rebound against them. And this is an Oregon State team that I've struggled. I think you made a great point in the previous segment. Oregon State is more athletic, I think, than we give them credit for. I think ultimately that was the difference between them and Loyola. Loyola just didn't make shots and weren't athletic enough against. And they did a nice job against Crutwig. The problem you have against Houston is there are multiple guys that can beat you. DeGiro's been terrific. Grimes has been terrific. And, you know, look, also let's throw in the fact that defensively Houston is that much better than everyone else. They are really elite on that end. I just think Lightning will strike here and Oregon State won't defend like they have been. And just, I don't know if it's even defensively. They've just gotten really lucky. The teams have missed shots in these first three games. I don't know if Houston will. Plus, I think it's important to mention, I don't always like to bring this up, but I can't say I've seen one person on Houston. I mean, the whole betting public seemed to be on Oregon State, and they should be. They've been good, as you said. But I think Houston, I kind of had this, you know, 67, 57, something like that. I think the under makes sense here as well, just with the pace. But I'm going to lean on Houston. I think they take care of business here.
Cam?
Yeah, and hey, Gabe, you got to do your thing, and you made that bet, and that was smart of you because everyone was on Florida State, and you had the last laugh in that game, and I'm glad I actually stayed away because I didn't like know one person that liked Michigan other than you. I feel this game is very similar to that. You can't bet just games. You can't just bet on numbers and public dogs and stuff, but I think this is a real, real smart move by the books, making this line at 7.5, 8 instead of 6. Or 6.5 in this spot. I think we're going to have a lot of Beaver money, public dog money. And Houston, as Big Man said, they're fast, they're athletic, they crash. There's so many things they can do in this game. I just simply think their athleticism's better, Gabe. It's going to be very close to the number. But I see a Cougar 12-point win in this game, and I think they just pull away late from Oregon State. And I do both agree with you guys. I think we'd lean to under as well, but I think the favorite covers and covers 8.
One other thing, Gabe, concerning. Real quick.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say 70%, yep. 70% at covers.com, the consensus on the Beavers. A little bit of a concern, as you stated. It's a very public dog play. Go on, big man.
Yeah, I mean, when we saw this line come out Saturday night, right after these games were decided the other night, I mean, you saw a swath of people come in and talk about how much they loved Oregon State, got to back them again. I want to lose my money on Oregon State. But the numbers moved up. I think that's a sheer kind of thought that – you know, there's a lot of square public money. And look, Gabe, ultimately, I think you are a good bettor. But, you know, those gamblers that go into the sports book and only look at basketball in March, they're the ones betting Oregon State here. And that's just the truth. This number moving up to 8 is a concern if you have Oregon State or liked Oregon State.
Well, the people, I think also what happens is people have won with the Beavers.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? If they've won, you've won a bunch of times with a team, you almost figure, well, whatever happens here, you sort of accept it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you lose, like, well, you know what? I went 3-1 with these guys over the last week. So, I'll you know, look, going in with the Oral Roberts game, I was a little bit concerned, but I was like, I got to take them. Right. And I did, and ended up covering. But I know, I hear you guys. And listen, I'm a big Houston believer as well. I don't like getting in front of them. And if they play the way that they did against Syracuse, the Beavers are going to have a lot of trouble here. I'm not going to dispute that. But as I stated, this isn't just like you talk about teams not making shots, big man. You know, the Beavers are the number one defensive team defending the three-point shot in the Pac-12. It's the one thing that they did have they can hang their hat on this year. So I'm saying they're not like a fluky. It's not like a fluky run. Yeah. They're just playing really good basketball over the last three years.
They are. No, and that's totally true. I hear you. I just, you know, when you, as you guys know, when you sit down and watch these games, you ultimately see, I think in this tournament, they have gotten either the fact that they've just faced teams that can't shoot in Oklahoma State and Tennessee, and then in the other game last, you know, Saturday, they faced a team that just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn or water if they were in a boat. So, yeah, I think, you know, look, you got to ride and I think sometimes you get too cute. I got too cute. I liked Arkansas. I shouldn't have gotten off the Oral Roberts bandwagon. But, I think Houston – I'll tell you this. Outside of Michigan yesterday, I thought one of the best individual team performances we saw was from Houston on Saturday night. The job they did against Buddy Boeheim and Gerard and Kadari Richmond, that was impressive, man. I mean, Buddy Boeheim couldn't do anything. I mean, he was lost in that game. It really – just a testament to the coaching that they have down in Houston.
But let's not get carried away that Syracuse is some great team. Houston dismantled them. Put it this way. I'll ask you, Cam, if the Beavers were playing Syracuse tonight, I'm not taking Syracuse, I'll tell you that. Like, the Beavers are a better team than Syracuse.
If you gave me 8 points with the Beavers against Syracuse, me and you were talking about loading up again and having a heavy unit play. I think it's a little bit different with Houston, though. And Gabe, you know me, I love the Beavers. Like, I absolutely, this is a great story. I'm going to get one of those shirts with the 12 crossed out and the one and just laugh at everybody. These guys went from worst to first in the Pac-12 with the prognosticators. But also, you know, they've been good to us, but I just think the style of Houston is it's not a very good matchup for the Beavers. The athleticism, the offensive boards and things they do. But the Beavers, Silva was a non-factor early on in the year. He's a factor. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn earlier in the Pac-12 season. Now they hit their threes. That's the problem. I'm having a problem because everybody makes good points. You ride the hot team there, Gabe. I don't like the matchup for the Beavers, but it's hard to get off a team that consistently competes and makes money and you're getting generous dog points. This is a tough one, man. Very tough.
Here's Ethan Thompson saying, our guys don't want to stop playing. They're on a little bit of a run right now, winning six in a row, and I understand why they don't want to stop playing. It gets real. Now, talking about the totals, and we'll hit this on the other side of the break, but the stakes are really high now. Like, the stakes were high coming into the weekend, but now it's real. The winners of these teams are going to the Final Four. So I'd be surprised if there was any sort of crazy pace and high-scoring first halves of these games. Maybe they hit the over with late fouls and stuff like that. But we'll continue this conversation, and we'll get into the Bears and the Hogs coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
24/7, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, and as always, I'm getting picked on. The bullies. Cam's a big bully.
Yeah.
Big man's bullying me. These guys, we're on the Cougars.
He joined my gang.
They're square.
Yeah,
I'm going to lose with the
I'm
squares.
A sellout. I'm a sellout, man. I was hanging with the Beavers, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm like a rat informant. Hey, big man, come join my Cougars. We're a new gang. Anyway,
you like today's gift, Cam?
I love these gifts so much. And the thing is, the Beaver's like an animal that I could so respect. He's just covered in mud. He's digging away. He's just hiding his food, you know, building the dam. A lot of things I like about the Beaver. But, hey, that cougar was slick and sexy. And I'll tell you, that looked like a mean, fast cougar. I hate to say it, that would pounce on a Beaver and just rip him apart. But, hey, you bring up good points, Morenci. Hot team. And the Oregon State Beavers are totally different. But I will say this. it's just a matchup nightmare. Like, it was great getting points against Loyola Chicago. Like, that's a smash it game because you know that they're athletes. They can't compete. Houston's a whole different story. And the coaching, Sampson, the players, the depth should be a good one.
Yeah, I'm going with my boy Tinkle. I'm not surprised, though, Cam, you're against the Beavers. East Coast media bias. You've been picking on the Pac-12 all tournament.
I dream of a little. I love when Renzi throws that out there, big man. Like, I love the West Coast, like, more than anything.
Right.
Like, he's Coast bias.
Off the top of my head, though. Listen, off the top of my head, I think they were 9-1 the Pac-12 coming into the weekend. So they went 3-1 over the weekend because one of the teams, they played each other. So I think they're 12-2 against the spread now, the Pac-12 in the
tournament. I know.
And how about Andy Enfield, guys, USC? He's now 10-0 in his career in 10 NCAA tournament games against the spread. Although I like the Zags minus the 9. All right. I'm taking the Beavers. Cam and big man like the Cougars. Let's get into the Hogs and the Bears this evening. In this game, I don't want to be too influenced. The fact that the spread went up to 8. And I do respect Baylor, and I think they're good. But I think this game is like it's going to be a close game. I agree, Arkansas are dominated and like in the sense they're going to get blown out. I sort of see Baylor winning by 4, 5, 6, 3, 6, 8. You know, 8's a little lofty, Cam. We're getting up there right now. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm taking Arkansas. I look at the 8. I'm like, I'll take the 8 here. We'll come down to the
line. People are just – and you remember what you saw last. You remember Arkansas barely beating Oral Roberts and Oral Roberts missing a wide open three to that game. Arkansas, that's what I'm saying. Oral Roberts are real good. Look at the teams that they knocked out, Ohio State and Florida. Nobody's laughing at Oral Roberts. As for Arkansas, I agree with you. I think that line's a little bit too big. I think Baylor squeaks out a win. I'm talking like maybe tied at the end, buzzer beater. I'm with you, Marenzi. If it's that game between 1 and 5 points, that's what I like. I will take the dog. That is the dog I'm riding. You're riding. Wow, you're riding both dogs. I'm riding one dog, one favorite. Give me a cougar and give me a razorback. That's my animal farm tonight. I'm going to take the damn points.
Big man.
Yeah, you know, guys, I'm asked occasionally what would I rather do if I didn't do this for a living. And I've always said, and I might even do it down the road, I want to be a coach. I've always wanted to coach basketball. And when I'm a coach, when I look at it from a coaching standpoint, there is not a team that is more maddening than Arkansas. I think they're brutal to watch. They a lot of the time take some of the worst. The shot selection's horrific. I mean, if you watch them, I got to tell you, I think the fact that they're here, look, it's hard to justify calling a team a fraudulent team that's in the Sweet 16 and going to in the Elite Eight. I'm sorry. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think they were really lucky to get by Oral Roberts. They did it, but, you know, it wasn't easy and it wasn't something that came natural. I think they just did a little bit late. Texas Tech, I didn't think they should have won that game, and they did. They were down against Colgate and just used their athleticism. There were times, multiple times this year, this team got shredded on defense. I think you're really stepping up to another level tonight. And I think what you can take from Saturday's game for Baylor is that this team was like 3 for 19 from three and still won by 11. I thought defensively in the second half, they were incredible. I was blown away at the actual score in the second half. They did nothing, Villanova, against that defense. If they can play a modicum to what that was, they're not going to shoot 3 for 19 from three. This is another game. I'm in the belief that tonight's games aren't going to be particularly good. I think tomorrow and then the Final Four could be fun. But I think these are two teams that are laying points that are worthy to lay points. And I think you have two teams that – I'm not going to say are fraudulent. They're not, but I just don't think they're on the level of these two teams. I think the favorites will cruise and both win by double digits. I'm going to trust Baylor. The fact that the guard play is just superior to what Arkansas has. If you look at everyone on Arkansas, they are maddening players. Jalen Tate, Moses Moody, they look disinterested at times. They think they can just turn it up against a subpar opponent. Here's the problem tonight, Arkansas. This isn't a subpar opponent. You can't sit around and take bad shots for half. You do that against Baylor, you'll be down 20 at the half. I liked what I saw to both these favorites on Saturday. I'm going to look to back them against two teams that I think have worn out their welcome in this tournament, and I think they both get smacked tonight.
The total last night was $149. It's down to 147.5 right now. I played the first half under 69. That's 68.5 right now, but I'm sticking to my guns here, Cam. with this one. I'm not bailing out on the bet. I still have it. It's in. And that's a lot of points for the first half. Are they really going to get to 70 points here, 69, 70 points in the first half? I don't think so.
I think I don't play as many. Sorry, Big Mac. Continue. No, I was just going to say, I like where you're going with this. I think people assume this is going to be a run and gun game, Gabe. And I like the first half under. I think conversely, I think people think the Oregon State Houston game is going to be a snore fest and we could see points. I think the games are going to be reversed when it comes to people playing totals. As for your first half, Gabe, I like it. It's going to take a while for these guys to basically feel each other out. And you saw what happened with Baylor the last game. They were very, very effective late in that game. Then they started to play defense and hit their shots. I think it's going to be kind of a boxing match for the first five. And then I think we'll hit that under, Gabe. I have no problem with that. And people think this game's going to be a track meet. I'm not sure if it is. I don't think you look at 147 and a half. That's still a lot of points, man. That's a lot of points. And you know, every possession matters. Big man, you worry me though with some of the things, because you're right. Arkansas does do dumb things and takes dumb shots. It's a little bit concerning, but I do agree with you, Morenci. I think the first half goes under and I think the game goes under.
Yeah, I noticed like with Syracuse the other night against Houston, they kind of got turned into just a bad jump shooting team. And I think that's what Baylor ultimately does here. There's kind of, it's funny in like that basketball purist, like analytic schematic community, like a lot of people bring up just the horrible shooting that Arkansas has. And I think, Gabe, in your case in the first half, I think it makes a lot of sense because Arkansas, we've seen in all these games, whether it's Arkansas, whoever, teams come out slow. They feel each other out. Mm-hmm. I think the second half is probably where you see the most scoring here, just with fouls and that sort of thing. The concern you have on the under in the first game is one big problem for both teams, Houston and Oregon State, they both foul a lot. And I'm talking about bottom 50 in America. If you have a touchy referee tonight, this game that should be 62-58 turns into 72-67, and this game goes over because of because of a touchy ref. And that's where the concern for the under lies. Plus, it's been bet down. The other game, I think, is just a little too high as well. These games have trended under. And ultimately, you needed a crazy USC scoring game yesterday and, you know, an overtime game in the other game for all the games to not go under. So these games matter more, as Gabe alluded to. But if I had to pick both games, I'm laying it with both favorites. I think they're significantly better. I think Oregon State is still I think both teams are just lucky to be here. I really do. I'm not going to take anything away from Oregon State, but when you look at the matchups, they have been really good for Oregon State and Arkansas. I don't think these two matches are particularly good.
All right, big man, before we get you out of here, let's take a look at tomorrow's games. USC Trojans and Gonzaga. USC have been awesome. We mentioned Annie Enfield's now 10-0 straight up in his career. 10-0 ATS, 9-1 straight up in his career in NCAA tournament games, but a perfect 10-0 ATS. And they're getting 9 points. But Gonzaga have won 26 games in a row by double digits. And, you know, they beat everybody by double digits, even when they're not playing well. They still win. What do you make of this one, big man?
You know, Gabe, I have a black piece of paper, and one thing I do on every game day is I put it up next to the screen and I try to guess what the number is if I don't see it. I put this number at 11, 10 and a half, somewhere in there. The fact that it's 9, I felt like that was a good price on the Zags. As you alluded to, this team is rolling. I think they set up a tough matchup from the three-point line. We can go in and look at how great USC is at the block and guarding at the rim, but they are a minimally good three-point defense. I think they have major issues there. Gonzaga is a team. Plus, one thing I've noticed with USC, guys, you look at their losses this year. They had three losses to Colorado, a physical big team. They lost to Utah, a big team. I think Gonzaga, 29th, I think, in height with Timmy and Watson, and they could throw Bello in the mix as well. Kispert's a big kid for his size, for his where he plays. I think they can kind of match the bigs and be physical. If I'm Mark Few, I try to muddy up the waters on the block and get Timmy involved a little bit down there, which he will. I think Gonzaga pull away and win by double digits. I hate to keep saying this, but I think the favorites are just leveling up. USC's really good, but I think they run into a team that's just better than they are. And I'll lean with the fact that I just think Gonzaga is more than 10 points better than USC at this point in the season. And they are. I think they win by 10 to 15.
As Kevin mentioned earlier, nobody liked Michigan all week. Like, literally. Like, we had, like, 20 people.
Nobody.
It was, like, 20 to none. No, Isaiah Livers, no, the Florida State size, blah, blah, blah. And now you see Michigan are seven-point favorites. All right, we're up against it here. So we'll keep Big Man just for a couple more minutes. We'll just hit this UCLA-Michigan game. We'll get him out of here. We'll take a look at the 7 o'clock slate. I think we got three hockey games at 7 o'clock and one NBA game at 7. But we're all, you know, I'm not saying I'm not going to play a little NBA and maybe a little NHL action, but obviously college basketball takes center stage. But we'll get Big Man's thoughts on UCLA and Michigan on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com.
The countdown to tip-off is on as the Oregon State Beavers representing, as Bill Walton would say, the Conference of Champions. The Conference of Champions, Cam, representing. Yes. I'm very disappointed in you. Very, I don't know what I it is with you recently. You're a Leaf fan. You bet against the Leafs all the time. You love the Pac-12.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, you love the Huskies, the Cougars, the Bruins. You love,
all
teams, the Beavers.
It's true.
And for some reason, I love the Pac-12. I'm betting against them in this game.
I know. I don't know what it is, Moranti. Like, my head's all over the place. Oh, I know. The best was I had USC last night. I'm like, at least I can't. You know, they're going against each other. So that was fantastic. But here's the thing, Moranti. It's to Big Man's point. I just think this is one of these situations with Oregon State. I love these guys. Don't get me wrong. I like Tinkle for a long time. I like his dad. It's just Houston's good, man. They're fast. They're well coached. They're just one of these teams. It's just like sometimes the party ends. That's the only thing. But, you know.
Sorry, Al Giroux. Al Giroux's going down tonight. It's Beaver time.
I like Al Giroux. How's his ankle Al doing, Giroux, by the way? I thought he hurt it the last game there. You look like he was.
Don't know what's his. I don't know what's his name. Joe Giroux. What's the guy? What's the kid's name? I don't even know. Giroux.
Is it Al?
Dejan. Yeah,
Al right Giroux's the singer. Dejan.
Oh, Al Giroux. Yes, right.
Al Giroux's the singer.
Al Giroux. That's great.
Al Giroux. Old school. All right, so yeah, Big Man. So yeah, I was just saying before. See, it's funny. Everybody was talking about Isaiah Livers all the time, and that, like I said, I'm a Michigan fan. He's not even their leading scorer, guys. Like everyone that was such low hanging fruit, like people are with Isaiah Livers, and they hear that, and then they think that Michigan's done. Well, they're not done. But it's funny now. Finally, everyone's like, "Oh, Michigan look unstoppable," and now they're 7-point favorites. And it's funny. Everything you said about Arkansas, I do agree with Big Man, even though I'm taking them tonight. But I felt the same way about Alabama. Alabama and Arkansas are the same damn team, essentially, right? And I thought all along that Arkansas would go on a deep run here, and I thought Alabama was a little bit overhyped. But with that being stated, as a Michigan fan, I almost rather would have played Alabama. Because like watching Alabama miss all those free throws and everything, I was like, damn. This is what I knew they would do against us. Now we got to face a red-hot UCLA team that's feeling pretty confident, Big Man. I do think Michigan are too much for them, though. What about the point spread at 7?
And that's the problem. In all four of these games, I think one of the reasons we probably don't see great games is because there's one really good team against a team that's good. I wouldn't consider great outside of one and maybe USC, but – yeah, look, I think Mick Cronin is – I've said many times I think he's as good a coach as you'll find. It is so difficult to go from a place like Cincinnati and get kids that like to defend to go out to a kid in California and say, hey, the sun and the surf, and, hey, now you got to defend. And they want to be Steph Curry or dunk the ball all the time. To get kids to play defense and to do it with – they've been without Chris Smith. They've been without – Jalen Hill, they've been without their best players and they're still doing well. Juzang stepped up. Jaquez has stepped up. It's impressive. But you look at Michigan, and I was skeptical on who would step up, but Sean D. Brown's done a hell of a job. And this is the quality of transfer you're getting. Kids that were at Wake for 3 years that played at a high level, you get them, and they're your backup players. Look at Gonzaga. Same thing with Nembhard. Getting quality transfers is more important than getting great, you know, maybe they can't level up and play at a high level. Getting the kids that want to go from a mid-level Power Five to a high-level team is what you need. And Gonzaga and Michigan, those teams do it well. I have a hard time betting against Michigan. I think the under is in play here. I kind of had it early 130s. 135-ish is a little high to me. I was on the under last night. Michigan's defense is high level. We saw it again with like Ohio State where it was just back and forth. But when the rubber meets the road, Juwan Howard gets these guys to defend. And that's what Brown gives you. He gives you that elite defense. He does a lot of things that don't show up on the score sheet. I don't really know who guards Dickinson in this game. He continues to be an unbelievable talent. If he comes back next year with the recruiting class they have coming in, they're going to be the de facto number one team in the country outside of probably Gonzaga. But, yeah, I have a hard time, guys, frankly, again, all four of these games, picking the dog. And I think that's what you get at this point when you want Cinderella's. This is what happens. You get leveled up teams against teams that have to level up. Yeah, I'm not getting in front of Michigan. I do like the under, though. 135 seemed a bit high. This screams like 71-58 to me. It's kind of where I had it.
I like that.
Big man on campus kicking it with us, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our digital platforms tuning in as well. SiriusXM, Channel 204. So, big man, before we get you out of here, we got NBA basketball tonight. And although we do have college hoops, there is a full slate of NBA ball this evening, including our Toronto Raptors, who this is it. Cam, this is it, buddy. Remember last week we lost betting on these guys against the Detroit Pistons? They've lost
to
the
win
Pistons
this game.
Twice.
Oh, no, honestly, this is it.
They need to win this game. This is it.
Yes, 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 yes. If the Raptors don't beat the Pistons tonight, it's like wrestling. Two guys, you know, the Brooklyn Brawler, you know, Our old buddy Barry Horowitz, you loser leaves town match. Raptors, if you can't beat the Pistons, you got to leave. You got to leave Florida. You got to go. This is ridiculous. They're going to get it done tonight, Morenci. Heartbreaking loss against Portland over the weekend, but it's now or never. I think the Raptors do get it done, but I don't know. Detroit's kind of played them well recently.
Big man, what do you think about this train wreck in the game tonight?
It is a train
Detroit
wreck.
Detroit is dreadful, but one place they are not dreadful is against the spread. They're actually pretty good. Uh-huh. The problem is I think the numbers is too low. I think the first half's the play here for Toronto. They have bungled games late. They kind of soil themselves late in games, and I have no interest in backing them.
Soil themselves.
I think Toronto's worth a look here. I want to kind of just get up. You have the lead at half, and so be it. I don't really want to worry about the second half, but – I'll be on Toronto. I don't trust them to, like, win and cover games right now. They've won one time in March, guys. But, yeah, I'm going to lean first half, feel like they're up five or something, and who knows what will happen the second half. I agree, though, it's now or never. The problem is you're having to pay a premium. This number's went up significantly. And, again, I don't trust them late in game. So I'll just get out the first half and hopefully have a winner here.
I would tell the Raptors, I'd start to lose it if I was Nick Nurse. I'd say, I'll believe Christian won more games this month than you guys did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, Oregon State have won more. Like, that was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a month.
They wish they were the Beavers.
Like, enough. Like, listen, I'm going to cut them some slack. They played Phoenix on Friday. It was tough. They were in it.
Yeah.
Portland, whatever. It was tough. They blow it late again. I know it's back-to-back. But they have to. This is it. Like, otherwise, it's just like, yeah, if you can't beat Detroit, like, what are you doing?
And now you're having a late point, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's 154 on the money. I feel soiled after I bet on these guys.
We're all going to need depends if we keep on betting this team. I think we should probably lay off, but we're morons.
How about this, big man? Your Philadelphia Flyers taking on the Buffalo Sabres tonight. The Sabres have lost 17 games in a row.
Kind of a similar team. Yeah. Flyers are dreadful as well defensively. So.
Exactly. As you know, I'm sure you're listening in Philadelphia, the Flyers suck, bro. Right? So people, like, they really are a big letdown this year. And they're big favorites tonight. They're going to lose tonight to Buffalo. Buffalo ends a 17-game losing streak.
I don't hate that. I mean, I heard a guy on the radio yesterday talking about how they got a big-time win against 2-1 the other day, and they didn't give up seven goals, which I guess is – I mean, that's like a soccer team. It's crazy. And they did it like a few times. They gave up nine goals in one game too. But, yeah, it would have surprised me. The Flyers seem like they have major issues. They're old. That's an issue in this town, guys. These teams are just – they just – all these old guys. The Eagles are the same way. But, yeah, it's really irritating. And that's the bad GMs in this town.
Phillies aren't young.
What is it with Philadelphia? You're right. All these aging teams, like all their stars are like all old dudes.
Not willing
right,
to let go of the past. We're still talking about the World Series the Phillies won in 2008. I mean, that was like 10 plus years ago, 12 years ago. I was in high school basically at that point. We're still talking about that year. Like,
we got to get you out of here, but let me ask you, you're a diehard Eagle fan. So they trade down, and I brought it up. I'm like, Kyle Pitts is from Philadelphia. The guy's a generational talent, superstar. You probably could have got him at six. And Eagles, we can still get who we like at 12.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, why do you guys always screw everything up? Like, why? Why don't you just stay at six? You were good at six. Just stay at six.
I actually know someone that sent me a message on Saturday and said that Pitts' dad told him that Dallas has contacted them about they want Kyle Pitts and they're going to go up and do what they have to do to get him. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles are beaten by the Cowboys yet again for a big-time skill position player. But listen, they need talent at the end of the day. But you're right. They're delusional if they think Pitts is going to be there or Jamar Chase or whatever. Listen, Howie Roseman, until he is gone from this team, it's hard to root for them on a daily basis. And I'm a diehard Eagle fan. I grab Eagle blood in me. I have green in me. I love the Eagles. I spent every day of my childhood rooting in the Eagles on a Sunday. So I love the Eagles, but they're hard to root for with Howie Roseman leading the charge.
Look at the pattern, big man. Your Eagles and our Raptors, we both won titles, and now we're just spoiling.
And now it's now it's over. Bye-bye. Yeah. See ya.
That's it.
No dynasty here.
No, that's dynasty.
No.
Got to beat the Pistons tonight. Dynasty. What the hell are we talking about here? Dynasty.
Good stuff, big man. Thanks. Hey, check out right now over at PicksWise.com. PicksWise.com doing a daily college basketball show. Thanks, big man.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Thanks.
There's a big man on campus. With us. It's true. Yeah, the Eagles and Raptors. Like, they won titles, and now look at their organization. It's a mess. So it's a mess, but hey, speaking of messes, so, and I guess soiled, it's kind like of that. Appropriate. I guess it is fitting too. Bust out the Depends, adult diapers, when you're betting money on the Buffalo Sabres.
Yep, tonight's the night.
I'm taking you a small piece of it. We have to. Yeah,
no, you have to. You said it. It's not a choice. It's an order. I've been doing it +2.5, +1.5. Sometimes it's been a mistake. On the weekend, they won it +1.5 against the Bruins. Here it is, Gabe.
Okay.
Elliott's going for the fly. No, this is the game. Allmark's back. That's the thing. We're not dealing with Tokarski. We're not dealing with these guys. We're dealing with Allmark, and they lost to Boston 3-2. They will play at home versus a beaten Philadelphia team. The Sabres, it's a great number. Take the +1.5. It's only 40 cents. Sign me up. I'm on both. I will take the money line, +1.5. Sabres it is.
Is it?
It's going to be tough. I'm strapping on the Depends, and I'm ready to rock.
Now, you know what? It's 160 now. It's a little high.
Now it's getting stupid. I don't like that.
I was looking at that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I already had the Sabres. The first thing I did when I woke up today, other than have my coffee and deal with my mother, was I bet the Buffalo Sabres money line and +1.5. It was like 38 cents back then. They can win this game. And I have to stick by my guns. If they lose this game, I'm coming back to them again. We are betting the Sabres to beat the Flyers at 1 or 2 out of this set. I'm done. It's done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
No turning
you
back.
You have a coffee in the morning. Huh? That surprises me. I picture you. Picture you waking up and cracking a Pepsi.
I do that too. I usually have a Pepsi for the first like sweetness, and while that's getting into me, I'm brewing coffee. I got a real caffeine problem, not just a small one. Yeah. If I had like some of that nitrous oxide, those energy drinks too, my doctor said lay off, bad for the heart. But yeah, I like to plow a Coke and a Pepsi before my pot of coffee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am David Morency. All right, we're on the clock. College basketball is about 20 minutes away. This evening, we've already pulled the trigger. There's no turning back. As always, Cam's, it's me against the world. Cam and Big Man on the Houston Cougars. I'm on the Oregon State Beavers, taking the underdog. And I'm taking the +8. I already have it. And even though it's a low number, I'm going to bet it. And if I lose, it is what it is, and I'll jump in on the in-game over, and I'll make up for it. But I'm going to go under the 59.5 in the first half of Houston and the Beavers. The only thing is, I'm scared of it. Both these teams are capable of getting hot for a few minutes and hitting a bunch of threes. They can go on a little spurt. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing with Houston. They can go on a spurt. So can the Beavers, though. That's why I like the 8 points. I'm going to jump in on the Sabres at this big price. What about the Leafs and the Oilers? And what are you doing with the Islanders game? Islanders Penguins. Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really like those games. I think the Oilers are a good dog tonight, but the +1.5 in parlays, that's how I'm approaching tonight's card. +1.5 in a parlay. I like the Islanders +1.5, and I like the Sabres +1.5 and a sprinkle on the money line. That's what I'm doing in these spots. Islanders are in a revenge situation, but Gabe, Pittsburgh's owned them. For some reason, some teams just play well, and Pittsburgh's been all over the Islanders, but I think the Oilers also have a huge goaltending edge tonight, going Mike Smith versus Hutchinson confirmed for the Leafs. I hate to say it, but Edmonton's probably a live dog. They're +125. Islanders, I lean that way, and I'm on Buffalo, the Buffalo three-step, baby, all the way to Tonawanda, puck line, sprinkle money line, regulation +1. Let's rock.
I can't believe that there's three hockey games at 7 o'clock. The Leafs are one of them, and Cam's only pick is the Buffalo Sabres, a team that has lost 17 consecutive hockey games, but I'm in. I'm in as well. I'm taking the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes, we need all the help we can get. Go Sabres! Let's go.
Just, you know what? And it's not just, how about a blowout? No, how about a blowout?
I agree.
No stress.
5-2 like, Sabres.
4-0 after the first period. Like, hey, they scored again. Let's go.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.